John Ellis.
There you are.
Yes.
I'm going to do a report on the update on the Bosque Leon watershed.
This is the guy you've all been looking for, the last one. And I've instructed him to proceed accordingly.
In the interest of time, I'll go over the vast majority of the PowerPoints. You've got a handout in your booklet that gives the majority of it. Ductile source tracking, Farm Bureau oversight project, two-year project. We've got a draft report on that. In the black and white results that you are in your handout, the colors didn't come across. So just for clarification, if you start at 12 o'clock on the clock and assign the colors in a clockwise fashion, you can tell in your handout which each of the partitions are. So first one at about 1 o'clock is sewage. The next one down is cattle, and you just keep on assigning them. I apologize that didn't come across properly in the black and white copy. Bottom line on that is that wildlife, if you look at the left-hand two sections of the pie chart, wildlife, both avian and non-avian, were in most cases the vast majority of sources of E. coli in both the Leon and the Bosque watersheds. It poses a challenge for people trying to do water quality work. The good news was in both lakes, it wasn't much of a problem. Dilution was a solution. Especially, it's good news, especially on Belton, because they do have a total maximum daily load program in place on the Leon proper feeding into Lake Belton. So there's some. So thanks for work out there.
I attended that feedback too. I would have to tell you that this is the first project that they've done. And I really left there feeling like they don't have enough data yet to be throwing out numbers, because some of the places they took their samples, for example, were right off the bridges, and they said, yeah, that's where the pigeons roost, that's why the avion's high. Well, that's not a really good answer on what is really in the stream as far as I'm concerned. So I didn't leave there with as good a...
There may be some special issues there, but there were also some apparent anomalies as well, because they had higher sewage in places that you might not expect, or it could be the wetlands actually contribute E. coli. Although if you think about it, that could be expected. But so $800,000 2-year study with numerous partners, including the City of Waco, BRA, and other entities. The Tim Deal Advisory Group for the Leon proper met last week. TSEC is probably going to accept their recommendations on what the total maximum daily load of E. coli should be by August, based on some modeling results. And then they would move to put together an implementation plan for meeting that TSEC goal. The rest of your handout, talk a little bit about the Waco lawsuit. I mentioned that there have been two efforts of mediation. Since that time, I've produced that slide. Last week, they settled. Results of that settlement are not public, so I'm not sure what the details are. There's also some details in your handout about funding efforts that we've made to acquire some additional money from TSEC, a couple of digester project, a DVD flyover, which is to help document some of the problems we've had with the rock quarry, fly about 300 to 400 miles of the Brazos proper up to King and Stonewall counties, as well as all of the North Bosque, get it in a digital flight that we can tell where we are both visually as well as on hard copy maps. And let's see what else.